Buzz on 97.7 The River.
All right, week 7 in the NFL. I've got Brad and Ben from the podcast Sports Meets Beer in studio. You can check out their podcast on all the places you listen to podcasts. Guys, we were unable to get it together last week because of all the power outages.
But boo.
On the down low, picked just the Niner game since the Raiders were on a bye last week. And so, because of that and the overall standings, Brad and I are tied at 9-6. Ben, you're at 7-8.
Yeah. Oh, man. It feels good to be in third.
You're in second, really?
Yeah, technically second.
Yeah. All right.
So we'll pick the wild card games. These are the random games that we're choosing. And then later on this morning, around 8:20, we'll do the two Bay Area teams. Brad, you want to go first with your wild card?
Sure. I'm going to go with Minnesota at Detroit. If you're a Detroit fan, just hear me out. Stop blaming the officials. You got in the red zone 4 times in the first half. You came away with 1 touchdown on the road against Green Bay. You forced 4 turnovers, and you didn't get it done. The officiating has nothing to do with it. It doesn't help, but also the fact that your offense shut down in the second half against Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay, that's why the team also ultimately lost. They're playing Minnesota this week. Minnesota's a little bit of a paper tiger, I think. They beat the ever-living turds out of a Philadelphia secondary that's atrocious. Stephon Diggs got off. Adam Thielen had a nice game. Kirk Cousins is looking like maybe he's starting to earn that contract. That Detroit secondary is really good. And so I don't think they're going to be able to do that. Detroit at home, angry with what happened last week. They can run the football if they're given the opportunity. Minnesota's defense is pretty stout. Again, they're at home. I think they're only favored. I think they're -1, which really means Minnesota might be kind of favored in this game. But
wow, yeah.
I just think Detroit's going to, they're bitter, obviously. And even though Minnesota's going to start 0-3 in the division if it plays out this way, I like Detroit this week to win.
My wild card is those same Eagles that lost last week to the Cowboys, who also lost last week and the week before and the week before. The Cowboys are on a 3-game losing streak.
Darn.
The Cowboys looked really good against 3 horrible teams and looked really bad against 3 mediocre teams.
Right.
So we've got, this is the NFC East showdown. They're basically tied for first. Last week, Ezekiel Elliott only had 100 yards on the ground. At the end of the day, you know, they stopping Ezekiel Elliott at 100 yards made them lose the game. Their receivers are not healthy. Cooper was out last week. He's questionable this week. The way to win this game for the Eagles, and the Eagles will win, will be to stop Ezekiel Elliott. Keep him under 100 yards, and they're gonna be able to curb that. And they can stop the run, then the pass becomes irrelevant at that point.
All right, my wild card, I'm going to go with the Ravens at the Seahawks. I really want the Ravens to win whether I pick them or not, just because I have interest in that being a 49ers fan. But it's in Seattle. Russell Wilson's playing like an MVP this year.
Yeah.
He is literally that entire team, and they always have a chance. And in Seattle, the Ravens I'm not convinced of, so I'm picking Seattle over Baltimore. Okay, we'll do the Bay Area teams coming up next.